it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
FanDuel's got an offer you don't want to miss this NFL season. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right. Pick a bet, bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season is here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When did making plans get this complicated? It's time to streamline with WhatsApp, the secure messaging app that brings the whole group together. Use polls to settle dinner plans, send event invites and pin messages so no one forgets mom's 60th, and never miss a meme or milestone, all protected with end-to-end encryption. It's time for WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone. Learn more at whatsapp.com.
Three tough games to start the season. Three tough wins against Central Division opponents. Hey, everyone, it's Gavin Spittle. Welcome to the home opener post-game pod edition of Spitz and Suds. Spitz and Suds proudly presented by the On-Time Experts. You know they're the official HVAC company of the Dallas Stars. The On-Time Experts keeping you comfortable all season long. They're also the official HVAC and plumbing company of Spitz and Suds. And even before they jumped on board to support local hockey in DFW, I had used the On-Time Experts for plumbing and for my HVAC. I love the work they did for me. Same day service guaranteed. Just keep reminding you yourself of that. That is so valuable. Same day service guaranteed. They have the trucks. They have the manpower. All you have to do is click on that book now button, pick your window, and you are good to go. When your drain's clogged or you have a leak in your plumbing or it gets cold out, which it will, and your heat isn't working, you shouldn't have to wait 3 to 4 days and talk nicely to the repairman and say, could you please come over? All you have to do is book now on the On-Time Experts same day service. So it goes down on one day or it gets clogged on one day, that same day, you're going to get it fixed. So that to me is so much peace of mind knowing that the On-Time Experts are there for you. One thing I noticed is that they want to build a relationship with you. They want you as a customer for life. And trust me, by that, I mean, they want to save you money. They're not looking for that quick fix. They're not going to try to sell you an entire new system. They want to make sure that you have peace of mind when they leave, knowing that your system has been thoroughly inspected and fixed. That's what they did with me. They showed me pictures. In fact, they told me apart. They said, keep an eye on this. In fact, if your system isn't working properly, we feel as though this is going to go bad. It will eventually, but right now you don't necessarily have to get it replaced. That's the kind of honesty that they give you at On-Time Experts. So all you have to do is hit that book now button. They have some amazing specials, including that $59 first-time customer tune-up and cleaning, which will give you peace of mind. They'll check out your whole system for the winter, for the spring, and for the summer. Also, right now through October 31st, free second opinions. A lot of times you'll be charged for a second opinion because it costs them money to come out. Not right now for the On-Time Experts. So give them a try. Give them a call. That book now button, the ontimeexperts.com. Whew. Well, did we have fun? I think we did. First of all, let's get to it. This is a super late night frosty, but I mean, when it's working, right? So we have to drink Frosties. Okay. So going into this three-game series against the Central, I thought 3 or 4 points out of the first three games would be a solid start. So despite poor third period efforts, myself, and I think you have to take a moment and say, you're 3-0 with 6 points. You played three of the toughest teams in your division, and you beat them. That says a lot. I know that Minnesota was coming off a big shootout victory the prior night. So they came in tired. Good effort by them tonight. However, you have to take advantage when you're the home team on those back-to-backs and a team is coming in early in the morning. You have to jump on them early. A couple of other things. Thank you to some of the Spits and Suds faithful that were at the game tonight. So awesome to meet you guys. Wasuko, I've been calling him Wasuko for like 2 years, so we had a good laugh about that. Wasuko is his nickname. Aaliyah, who made her way in from Arkansas, so awesome to meet her. Spamuel Green, man, so great to meet him. Well, I shouldn't say that. I get with Spamuel Green a lot. He's the man. Andrew showed up, and there was a father and son that listened. Please forgive me. I couldn't hear your name with the concourse, and I didn't want to ask 3 or 4 times. I should have written it down, but you guys also drove from a pretty far distance as well, almost near Louisiana. So awesome. Listen, people were walking around the concourse in Victory Green everywhere. I'm talking neutral colors were not allowed tonight. Maybe it's because of the Wild. Maybe it's not an original six in town, but I'm telling you, this barn was rocking. This was a playoff atmosphere. This was a hockey atmosphere. This was a, I don't like playing in this building if I'm a visitor atmosphere. I mean, Stars fans all over the place, loud, proud, into the game, rocking, walking around the concourse with all kinds of gear. The hangar backed up with Stars fans trying to get in to get some more gear. Awesome. It was just awesome. And that's what you love to see as a hockey fan. This is a hockey city. We played the clip last year of a podcast, and they were talking about of the cities that they need to visit, how much they hear about Dallas and the atmosphere. It's contagious, and I absolutely love it. That gets me so jacked. And it felt so good to be in the barn tonight. Now, that said, Stars got off to a slow start. Good cycles early for the Wild. They almost cash in, had like 7 shots early. Jake Ottinger, key saves to keep the game scoreless. Stars do get on the board first. 14:23 of the first period, Esa Lindell, an unlikely source. Not your typical sniper. He makes it 1-0, good guys, seeing eye wrister. So two things happened on this play that I wanted to explain. One, Rupe Hintz, with the great puck carrying ability around the net, created space. And he's the one that passed it to a streaking Esa Lindell, who was moving in. And then what we see when we further look at the play is Sam Steele getting in front of the net. And you'll hear this again for another goal. Sam Steele's not a big guy, but the grit of Sam Steele paid dividends on 2 of the goals tonight. He gets in front of the net, took a Wild player with him, and that's the key. It's not just about getting in front of the net. They have to defend that tip, so they have to get in there as well, and that's what creates a natural screen. Wasn't necessarily a fully clean look for Gustafson. Probably Gustafson wants that one back, but 1-0, crowd going crazy. Stars double their lead. Matt Duchene, who prior to the injury, skating real well tonight, he draws a penalty. Erickson Ek, 2 minutes in the box for tripping. Stars cash in. Some good zone time on this power play. And we've talked about how Wyatt Johnston, at his age, it's amazing the calm demeanor and the high hockey IQ that he has. No panic in his game. Well, he shoots the puck and collects the puck, and then he surveys the situation. He sees space in front of him as well, because Jacob Middleton is without his stick. Jacob Middleton got into kind of a stick wrestling match with Roope Hintz because he thought Hintz was holding his stick, but it was actually Hintz's stick. So Middleton's without a stick. And Middleton is not the quickest. He's there for his physicality. Johnston skates around him, roofs it on the right far post in tight on Gustafson. I mean, this was pretty. And I think most players would have tried to shoot it through Middleton. But the calm demeanor of Wyatt Johnston saying there's a better look there and I can create some more space, and moves in quickly to score. That was so impressive. 2-0 good guys. And then at the beginning of the second period, the Stars had a carryover power play. Ryan Hartman went to box for tripping. They cash in. Matt Duchene has it in the low slot. The key to this play, once again, Sam Steele. He's fighting for net front position against Bogosian this time. And Duchene has plenty of time and plenty of space. So he attempts to feed Steele. But Bogosian is so worried about positioning, the puck actually goes out in front, goes off of his skate. Duchene gets credit for the goal. It's 3-0. But I think if you put an asterisk next to Sam Steele's name, you certainly should, because he was very, very active tonight, both in getting the puck out of the zone in late moments, but also getting in front of the net. So we're good, right? I mean, we're flying. Everything's great. 3-0, right? Here we go. All right. Well, we're kind of seeing a little bit of a third period trend, and not in a good way. As Glenn Gulletson said after the game, they're playing a solid 40 minutes. Unfortunately, the game is 60 minutes long. So I believe Minnesota came out of the locker room in the third, and you could see that they wanted to ramp up their energy, specifically in the physical category, and they dominated in the third. How bad did they dominate? Shots were, in fact, 17-4. And at the beginning of that period, unfortunately, Matt Duchene had his head down right around neutral ice. He takes a real tough hit for Jake Middleton. Now, you go back and look at this hit, and Glenn Gulletson said afterwards he thought it was a high hit. I looked at it several times, and it's so tough for Coach Gulletson to see it because he's watching it in real time. And the one thing you do see in real time is the head whipping back due to the impact. And automatically we think it's a high hit. But when you look at the slow-mo replay, the first contact is body on body. So Duchene's head's down and he gets hit. The head whips back. He immediately leaves the game, did not re-enter the game. And this is where it's tough, because you lose one of the Stars' best players for the night in Matt Duchene. And then Alek Petrovic wants to protect his teammates. So similar to what Ritzkovian did the other night, he goes over to Middleton, gets him to fight. Admirable? Absolutely. Will he draw stick taps for that in the room? Absolutely. Stick tap from the coaches? Yes. Gulletson pointed it out in his post game. But unfortunately, this time the officials deemed it an instigator penalty. So the penalty is 2 for instigating, 5 for fighting, which Middleton also got, and a 10-minute misconduct. Now, there is a rule now that the misconduct is now automatic because they really are trying to decrease the amount of fights.
When it comes to what your family eats and drinks, you know your choices matter. You're the expert because you know what fits your life. And getting it right starts with good information. That's why America's beverage companies are sharing more information about our ingredients at goodtoknowfacts.org. No spin, no judgments, just the facts straight from the experts for more than 140 beverage ingredients. Visit goodtoknowfacts.org.
But just to clarify, good spits and suds learning moment here. So once again, the rule is on instigating. You get a 2-minute penalty for instigating. You get the 5-minute for fighting, and you get a 10-minute misconduct. But it's not a game misconduct. A game, and here's the difference. A misconduct basically means you go to the penalty box and you sit for 10 minutes. So you lose that player for 10 minutes. But it's not like you're shorthanded for 10 minutes. A game misconduct gets you kicked out of the game. So, yes, they lost Petrovic because of the length of that penalty, 2, 5, and 10. So you lose him and Duchesne. So you're down a forward and a defenseman in the third period. Colin Blackwell then gets called for holding. Eriksson Ek gets an interference matching. Then another hold later in the period on Blackwell. The Wild score 2 unanswered power play goals, and it's their big boys. So the Wild had Matt Boldy playing up near the point, which I didn't understand. And he cycled down at one point, and I actually pointed to my buddy at Boldy because he cycled, went around the net, and then was firmly entrenched, a big body in Matt Boldy in front of the net with elite, elite mittens as far as the softness on those mittens. And it paid dividends because he tips it. Was not a high tip. It was very close, but he tipped it down. It was a legit hockey play, a wonderful hockey play, and that makes it 3-1. And then Kaprizov threw a screen in front. It's now 3-2. So a once rocking barn is now worried, and the Wild are absolutely buzzing. I mean, they were planted in the star zone. Ottinger, some big saves through some tight screens. Thought that was...
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Kind of like a 5 to 6 minute mark where you say to yourself, I really feel as though this game's about to be 3-3. But Ottinger came up big. Sam Steele came up big, knocking it out of the zone. And then with just 2 minutes remaining, and it was coming off an icing, John Hines pulls Gustafsson. And I leaned over at that point and said, this game's over. I think there was about 2:22 left on the clock when Gustafsson was pulled. Personally, I don't understand a Minnesota pull when they're dominating the zone. They even hit a post. I mean, the Stars were just struggling to get it out. So why are you giving them a free net? They get that opportunity. They score not once, but twice, 2 empty netters, and they win 5-2. If there's a minute left in the game, no problem. Pull it. And I know analytics says you're more likely to score. I just hate that hockey play. To me, if it's a minute, then you have nothing to lose. 2:22, specifically when you've been dominating. If you're not dominating, it makes sense, but you were dominating. And the Wild just decided to pull Gustafsson and pay dividends for the Stars. So 5-2 is your final. Really good 40-minute hockey team right now. But that one period, and Glenn Gullitson said this after the game, it's going to catch up to them. So they got to get back to basics, got to figure out, okay, what's the system that's causing us to do and perform so well in these 40, and what are we struggling with in the 20 minutes? I could tell you that these third periods, they're giving life via penalty. Does that make sense? Let me say it again. Life via penalty. In fact, when you look at the penalty minutes, the Stars had 25 penalty minutes. And yeah, granted, you had the 10, the 5, and the 2. So that's 7, so that's 8. But still, you spent a lot of time in the penalty box in big moments. So certainly, and the tough thing is they scored 2 power play goals, and Colin Blackwell, your best penalty killer, was in the penalty box. So that hurts as well. So you just have to come up with a full 60-minute game or at least improve on those 20 minutes. But the good news is big win tonight. You have Vancouver coming in on Thursday. Not an easy game by any stretch. I don't know if there are any easy games in today's NHL. Vancouver on Thursday night, and then you go at St. Louis on Saturday. So that's a 6 p.m. Central puck drop on Saturday. So 2 more tough games. Yeah, the Canucks are 1-2-0, but Thatcher Demko is I thought he played really, really well the other night. We'll see who's in goal for the Canucks. They have some firepower. So we'll see. Once again, thought Lundqvist and Harley was the best pairing on the ice. I did think Esa Lindell played well. Miro Heiskanen, I mean, you know, I'm hoping that, you know, he just gets his game going. I'm not going to dwell on it because I don't want to be a Miro Heiskanen hater. But if you're like me, you might see it as well. At least, you know, I'm seeing that it's not the same Miro Heiskanen that we've seen in the past. David Kokas says, really disappointed the Stars didn't push for the home opener to be on Victory Plus. Probably out of their hands, but I think it's important to share with fans all the excitement that comes along with a home opener. Not everyone can make a weekday game with workload. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, for that puck drop just after 8:50, impressive to see so many people there tonight. So impressive there. But I think the reality is that they, David, need a late game for a doubleheader. And they deemed Minnesota and Dallas as, whether we like it or not, Minnesota and Dallas is considered almost the equivalent of being in the West, meaning West Division, California, Vegas, even Colorado in the mountain. We are technically not in the central division, central time zone when it comes to playing. So that's why you're going to see Stars in the second half of doubleheader. The good news is, David, your team's getting national recognition. We can't complain when they don't and then complain when they do. I hate the start time, but I do like being in front of a national audience. I think that's good for sponsorship sales. I think that's good for jersey sales. I think it's good to build a fan base. And honestly, 3 straight trips to the Western Conference Finals will get you more national TV. Aaron Thacker, Thackman, defense a lot better tonight. Yeah, I mean, I think it was let down in the third period, but I thought the first 2 periods I thought were real good. By the way, special thanks to StarsThoughts.com's Robert Tiffin, who came down in between the intermission, and people wanted to take pictures with Robert. We have a celebrity, ladies and gentlemen. We are lucky to have him on the program. Hopefully he stays with us, but he's getting big. He's showing up on NHL.com. He's on NHL Radio. He's on NHL TV. So We'll see if Robert Tiffin stays with us. I know he will. We love Robert. And it was so cool that he got to meet some Spits and Suds listeners. So back at it again on Thursday. Hopefully the Stars will go 4-0. Thank you once again for everyone that showed up tonight and came down in between periods and said hi. It was so great to meet you. Have me fired up to do more of these podcasts. Have me fired up to do like a something where we all get together at a bar and we talk hockey together. Working on that as well. So many ideas. But in the meantime, two things that I always ask. If you listen through Apple, if you can leave a review, that would be amazing. That helps our search engine optimization. And if you could just spread the word about Spits and Suds, whether it's on Reddit or if it's on Twitter, it really helps to your buddies, to your friends. That would be absolutely great. Because we're looking to grow this thing together, and you guys are as big a part of this as I am. For producer Gregory Finley, and of course, the greatness of the On Time Experts for sponsoring this program, I'm Gavin Spittle of 105.3 The Fan. Until our next podcast, have a great day, everyone.
Doug. Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.